بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's topic, subhanAllah, I many times I refrained from talking about these topics, but the brothers, mashallah, they insisted that we talk about these topics because sometimes a lot of misconceptions and a lot of misunderstanding of this topic, the topics of Dajjal and Al-Mahdi and so on and so forth. And the brothers need to know, because also with the Ahlul Bid'ah, also the innovators, they also spread their aqidah about the Mahdi. Until you find even some brothers from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they start saying words which does not adhere to the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regard of the issue of Mahdi and others. We'll talk about that inshallah when we get there. Now, this Al-Mahdi, this man, it became like some kind of a superman to many people. Some kind of this strong unknown personality to many people, where it strikes the interest within the people. Subhanallah al-Azim. Where people want to find out, who's this man? Who's this superhero going to come at the end of time and change things upside down? And also people get confused, because there are people today who claim they are the Mahdi. Someone comes on YouTube and says, I want the bay'ah, I am the Mahdi. And someone clean shaven comes on YouTube and says, I'm the Mahdi. طيب. And others actually who picked up arms throughout the history and claiming that they are the Mahdi, and all of them were exposed to be false. So we need to understand, who's this Mahdi, so we don't fall into these mistakes. Is it truly the Mahdi alive today and hiding somewhere in a cave in Iraq, or the Mahdi is a personality that is not born yet, or maybe born but it hasn't appeared yet? This is some of the points I want to cover with you today. Of course, we want to speak about his personality, who he is, what's his descendant, and what are his achievements when he comes to this dunya. And I'll be narrating some of the ahadith. Of course, as I said, the reality of the Mahdi, since it is more of the superhero, and at times to some people fictional story, the reality of it is that there are ahadith which is no doubt authentic came about the Mahdi. And there are ahadith that came about the Mahdi which is also hasan, accepted. It is not even reaches, it doesn't even reach the level of authentic. And some, there are ahadith which is da'if, a weak, and there are ahadith fabricated, makdhuba, a lie made up about the Mahdi. As you see, when someone has a story to tell, sometimes he likes to spice it up a little bit. Spice it up a little bit so he can attract attention from the people. Like at these stories, you see Harry Potter, it becomes one of the most story that everyone is interested in. And it's a lie about a magician kid. See, it's a story, fib. Why? Because it's all spiced up. And a human being, by nature, if he's not guided by the Quran and Sunnah, he likes these stories, he likes this stuff, he likes to hear this stuff. Right? So, the Mahdi, the Prophet ﷺ said about him in an authentic hadith that يَخْرُجُ فِي أُمَّتِي الْمَهْدِ يُسْقِيهِ اللَّهُ الْغَيْثِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْأَرْضُ نَبَاتُهَا وَيُعْطِي الْمَالَ صِحَاحًا وَتَكْثُرُ الْمَاشِيَةِ وَتَعْظُمُ الْأُمَّةِ وَيَعِيشُ سَبْعًا أَوْ ثَمَانِيَةً. Here he said, the Prophet ﷺ, in an authentic hadith, that the Mahdi would come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the rain to this earth with abundance, and the earth will bring its vegetation. And this man, Al-Mahdi, he will give money in bundles to the people. And the cattle will increase, and the ummah will become great, and he lives 7 to 8. 7 to 8, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So, here we understand from this authentic hadith that the Mahdi would come out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the rain, and the wealth will increase in the ummah under his reign. Also another hadith that is sahih according to shart, the condition, the criterion of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, عن أبي سعيد الخدري, collected by Imam Ahmad, he said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تمتلئ الأرض حتى تمتلئ الأرض ظلما وعدوانا. He said that the hour would not come until it is filled oppression and animosity, as you see it today. Hardly any justice done. The control of وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, all the evil nations over this land, over the earth, causing the oppression, causing pain, causing and implementing the laws of jungle on people, and forcing them to adhere to things that they do not want to adhere to. And here he said, قَالَ ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ عِتْرَتِي أَوْ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَمْلَأُهَا قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَعُدْوَانًا. He said, a man came from عُتْرَتِي. عُتْرَتِي means the closest people to a person. أَوْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, or from his family. So he is from the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will fill the earth with justice, with fairness, as it was filled with ظُلْمًا, with oppression and enmity, udwanan. And of course, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and many other ulama, they said, the ahadith that says there is a man called al-Mahdi would come towards the end of the time, authentic, and there is no doubt about it, collected by Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Ahmad and others. So, the concept of the Mahdi, a man who comes at the end of time, it is authentic according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. There is no doubt about this. And it is part of our aqeedah to believe in that. Taib, who is this man? What's his descendant? We know he is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is it from which? From Al-Hasan or from Al-Husayn? His name? And what is his name? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith collected by Abu Dawood from Ibn Mas'ud that لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمْ لَطَوَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِيهِ رَجُلًا مِنِّي أَوْ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يُوَاطِئُ اسْمُهُ اسْمِي وَاسْمُ أَبِيهِ اسْمَ أَبِي. The Prophet ﷺ said, if there is not even one day in this dunya, خلاص, the dunya going to end, and there is only one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to prolong this day until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a man from me, meaning from my home, يعني from his Ahlul Bayt, as the Prophet ﷺ said, his name is according to my name, يعني his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah. And his father's name is exactly like my father's name. See, this is how his name, Muhammad bin Abdullah. And in another narration, Abu Dawood also narrated عن أم سلمة, she said that she heard the Messenger of Allah يقول المهدي من عترتي من ولد فاطمة. المهدي is from my family, from my closest members of my family, he is from the descendant of Fatima. طيب, he is from the descendant of Fatima. Of course, in another narration also pay attention to know whether he is from Al-Hasan or Al-Husayn. According to Ahl Sunnah, he's from Al-Hasan. According to the Shia, he's from the Husayn. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith narrated by Abu Dawood, عن Ali, from Ali radiallahu anhu, he looked at his son Al-Hasan. And then ﷺ said, إِنَّ ابْنِي هَذَا سَيِّدْ كَمَا سَمَّاهُ النَّبِيِّ. يعني, this my son is a Sayyid. طيب, وسيخرج من صلبه رجل يسمى باسم نبيكم يشبهه في الخلق ولا يشبهه في الخلق ولا يشبهه يشبهه في الخلق ولا يشبهه في الخلق. Meaning, here he said, he will come a man from his descendant, meaning from Al-Hasan, from his loins, a man, he has the name of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is similar to him in features, but not in... he is... يُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخُلُقِ وَلَا يُشْبِهُهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. He is similar to him in manners, but not similar to him in features. Similar to him is in manners, not similar to him in features. So he will have good manners and he has the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is descendant of the Hassan. Ibn Kathir commented saying, he said, هو محمد بن عبد الله العلوي الفاطمي الحسني. Muhammad, son of Abdullah, Al-Alawi, meaning from the descendant of Ali radiallahu anhu. Al-Fatimi, meaning from Fatima, because Ali, after Fatima, he married another woman. And Al-Hasani, meaning descended from whom? Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu. And listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim said. You have to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you abandon something for His sake, Allah will reward you something better. Better. If you abandon something for His sake, He will reward you with something better, even if it is not in your life, in the life of your children. Listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim said. He said there is a nice, beautiful secret why he is from the descendant of Al-Hasan. Why? He said, because Al-Hasan, he left the Khilafah after Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, how there was dispute between them. And then after the death of Ali radiallahu anhu, the Khilafah was given and the bay'ah to whom? To Al-Hasan. And Hasan radiallahu anhu, he gave the bay'ah and he left it to whom? To Muawiyah. And that was called Yawm al-Jama'ah, Aam al-Jama'ah, when all the people gathered on whom? On Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So Al-Hasan, he took the Khilafah and he gave it to Muawiyah. So he left this great Islamic position to be a Khalifa, to be the governor of all the Muslims, and he gave it to Muawiyah so everyone can agree on one Khalifa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him that from his descendant the Mahdi will come, and he'll be, all the ummah will agree on al-Mahdi. Shuf subhanallah, man taraka shay'an lillah, awadahu Allahu khayran minhu. If you leave something for Allah, Allah will give you something better. Even if you don't see it in your dunya, maybe your grandson will get it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not prevent you from anything. Now, al-Mahdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change him overnight. He get prepared to be a khalifa. Meaning, before that, he's not ready to be a khalifa. He wasn't born in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change him overnight. As the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المهدي منا أهل البيت يصلحه الله في ليلة. He said in Sunan ibn Majah, المهدي from amongst us, أهل البيت, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct him and will change him in one night. The ulama differed two opinions. Some said he was just a normal man. He wasn't a religious man. And overnight he'll get guided. And he becomes a leader and ready to lead the ummah. Another group of ulama, they say, no, he is a good righteous man, but not every righteous man befits to be a leader for the Muslims. Here we have, يعني نحن, we have the mentality that the sheikh has to know about everything. Even if a car breaks down, ask the sheikh. So, he is a good man, a righteous man, a man of knowledge, but at the same time, he's not ready to become a khalifa, but Allah overnight prepares him to lead the ummah. يُصْلِحُهُ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. According to the two opinions. And he be ready to take the khilafah. Also, how does he look like? صِفَاتُهُ الْخَلْقِيَّةِ. We don't have much description, authentically narrated, how he looks like. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave us not knowing. So a person does not come to fool us. But what we will talk about is what is narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that is being authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani and narrated by Abu Dawud and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. He said that the Messenger of Allah said, Al-Mahdi minni ajla al-jabhati. أقنى الأنف يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا كما ملئ جورا وظلما يملك سبع سنين. He said, المهدي from me, أجل الجبهة. What is أجل الجبهة? يعني his forehead is wide. Something is jelly is wide and apparent. طيب. Something is narrow, you can't see it if it's discovered. So his forehead is wide. أقنى الأنف. His أنف. أقنى الأنف means it is long and it is very small from its tip at the arnaba, from the tip, and it is crooked or bent in the middle. That is the description. It came as his features, how he looks like in his face. طيب. And how long does he stay? Of course, Al-Mahdi, we heard some ahadith says 7, some ahadith said 8, and some ahadith say 9. طيب. Some narrations, different narration. Of course, there's one narration in it that clarify the matter properly. He said, عن أبي سعيد الخدري, collected by the Tirmidhi, the Messenger said, إن في أمتي المهدي يخرج خمسا أو سبعا أو تسعا الشك من زيد العمي. Here he said, the Messenger said, that in my ummah the Mahdi will come out 5, 7 or 9. And Zayd al-Ami, one of the narrators, he confused them. How long he's going to stay? 5, 7 or 9? Zayd al, this person, the narrator, he confused the number. So it is between this 5, 7 or 9 he will stay. Regardless, it's not a major issue. He says 7, he says 9, as long as what we need to know that he's coming and he's going to be here amongst the ummah, leading the ummah inshaAllah. And here he said, وَهُوَ يعني قُلْنَا وَمَاذَا قَالَ سِنِينَ فَيَجِيءُ إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ فَيَقُولْ يَا مَهْدِ أَعْطِنِي أَعْطِنِي قَالَ فَيَحْثِي لَهُ فِي ثَوْبِهِ مَسْتَطَاعَ أَنْ يَحْمِلَهُ. He said, يعني the man said, they asked him, how many يعني? He said, years, 5, 7 or 9 years. He said, a man would come to him, and he said, أَعْطِنِي أَعْطِنِي, give me, give me. He will take money in bundles, and he will give him to fill up his thawb. So at his time, he will have a lot of wealth, and the wealth will be given with no يعني misery, and the money will be available. And in another narration of Imam Ahmad, he said, يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا وَلَا تَتَّخِرُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ نَبَاتِهَا شَيْءٍ فَيَكُونُ الْمَالُ كُدُوسًا حَتَّى يَجِيءُ الرَّجُلُ فَإِلَيْهِ فَيَقُولْ يَا مَهْدِ أَعْطِنِي أَعْطِنِي قَالَ فَيُحْثِي لَهُ فِي ثَوْبِهِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْ. Here he said, in another narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the rain from the heavens, rain with abundance. طيب, and the earth will bring out its vegetation, and the wealth would become piled up with piles, and the man will come to him, Ya Mahdi, give me, he will give him and give him until he cannot carry any more wealth. This is what would happen in his time. Now, there are of course great events going to happen in his time. And he is going to what? To lead the ummah. So what are his achievements in his time? What is he going to do? Here, one of the most important acts he will be doing, of course, apart from fighting the Dajjal, Fathul Constantinia, the opening of Constantinople. After it was opened, of course, the minor opening, which Hukumat al-Uthman, يعني the Ottomans took it and opened it, Muhammad al-Fatih. But in the time of Mahdi, him and his army, they will reopen Constantinople, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith collected by Sahih Muslim. He said, سَبِعْتُمْ بِمَدِينَةٍ جَانِبٌ مِّنْهَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَجَانِبٌ مِّنْهَا فِي الْبَحْرِ قَالُوا نَعْمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you heard of a city? A part of it is in the water, in the land, and part of it is in the water. Which is, if you see Constantinople, it is in, part of it is in the water and part of it is in the land. So it's not in the middle of the land and it is divided like that. قَالُوا نَعْمْ. They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, قَالَ لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يَغْزُوهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا مِّن بَنِي إِسْحَاقٍ. The hour would not come until 70,000 will conquer it from Bani Ishaq, the descendant of whom? Ishaq. So there are Muslims descended from Bani Ishaq, mean they're not Arabs. They're not Arabs from Bani Ishaq. فَإِذَا جَاءُوهَا نَزَلُوا فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوا بِسِلَاحٍ. When they approach it, they will land and they will not fight with arms and weapons. Muhammad al-Fatih fought with weapons. Said they will not fight with weapons. وَلَمْ يَرْمُوا بِسَهْمٍ. And they will not even shoot an arrow. قَالُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَيَسْقُطُ أَحَدُ جَانِبَيْهَا فِي الْبَحْرِ. They will say, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar, and one of the parts of it will fall in the sea. And then they would say, again, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ الثَّانِيَةَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَيَهُ أَكْبَرُ فَيَسْخُطُ جَانِبُهَا الْآخَرُ. they would say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, the second side will fall. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ الثَّالِثَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَيَخْرُجُ لَهُمْ فَيُفْرَجُ لَهُمْ فَيَدْخُلُوهَا فَيَغْنَمُوا. He said, they will say it the third time, and it will open the doors for them, they will enter and they will take the war booty. What happened at this? وَهُمْ يَقْتَسِمُونَ الْغَنَائِمِ The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا جَاءَهُمُ الصَّرِيخُ فَقَالَ إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ قَدْ خَرَجَ فَيَتْرُكُونَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَيَرْجُعُونَ At this, when they enter and they take the war booty, a call out call, a Dajjal has come out, they leave everything and they will go chasing their families and to see what they can do about the Dajjal. And also in another hadith, the Tirmidhi narrated an Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said, عمران بيت المقدس خراب يثرب وخراب يثرب خروج الملحمة وخروج الملحمة فتح القسطنطينية وفتح القسطنطينية خروج الدجال. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave us the event in sequence. He said, the عمران بيت المقدس, the construction of the بيت المقدس, where is بيت المقدس? Palestine. بيت المقدس is the destruction of Yathrib. What is Yathrib? Medina. And destruction of Yathrib is at the time where there is the Armageddon. And the starting of the Armageddon is at the time of Fathul Qustantiniyah. And the Fathul Qustantiniyah happens when the Dajjal appears. You see how the events are in sequence. Then he said, ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ بِيَدِهِ عَلَى فَخْذِ الَّذِي حَدَّثَهُ أَوْ مِنْ مَنْكَبِهِ ثم قال إن هذا لحق كما أنك ها هنا أو كما أنك قاعد يعني معاذ بن جبل. He said, then the Prophet ﷺ stroke, يعني with his hand at the thigh of the one who is asking him, or on his shoulder, and he said, this is the حق as you are sitting here in front of me. So these events going to be حق as you are seeing, as he is seeing the Prophet ﷺ. Here, the Allama Ahmad Shakir rahmatullah alayh, he commented on this hadith and pay attention. This is important. Here he said, Fathul Qustantiniyah al-mubashsharu bihi fi al-hadith sayakunu fi al-mustaqbal. Ahmad Shakir died recently. He said, the opening of Qustantiniyah, it's going to be in the future. وَهُوَ الْفَتْحُ الصَّحِيحِ And this is the real opening. يَحِينَ يَعُودُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ إِلَى دِينِهِمْ This is when the Muslims go back to their deen. As you see today, inside Turkey, what are they ruling by? Secularist laws. Are they ruling by the Sharia? So here he's saying, when they really go back to their deen, الَّذِي أَعْرَضُ عَنْهُ The one that they turned away. أَمَّا فَتْحُ التُّرْكِ الَّذِي كَانَ قَبْلَ عَصْرِنَا هَذَا فَهَذَا تَمْهِيدٌ لِلْفَتْحِ الْأَعْظَمِ As for what the Turks have done, which is the Ottomans, and they opened the Fatih, طيب, he said this is as tamheed, a something, first step for the great opening of Al-Qustantiniyah. ثُمَّ هِيَ قَدْ خَرَجَتْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَيْدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And then the Qustantiniyah, it was taken away from the Muslims, as Ataturk has done, by collapsing the Khilafah. طيب, منذ أن أعلنت حكومتهم أنها حكومة غير إسلامية وغير دينية وعاهدت الكفار أعداء المسلمين. From the time that their government announced they're not Islamic government and that it's not a religious government and have signed treaties with the kuffar, the enemies of Islam. وحكمت أمتها بأحكام القوانين الوثنية الكافرة and they implemented the laws of the pagan, polytheist, disbelieving laws. وسيعود الفتح الإسلامي لها إن شاء الله كما بشر به رسول الله and the great Islamic opening will come back to it as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has announced and prophesied. I want to say something here. A lot of us pay attention. They say المهدي المنتظر, the awaited مهدي. See, I want you to understand this point. They say المهدي المنتظر, the awaited مهدي. There is no such a thing, awaited Mahdi. Ahl al-Sunnah don't believe in awaiting for anyone. It is a concept that came from the Jews and the Shia. The Jews are waiting for the Messiah. The Shia are waiting for the Mahdi. You do not wait for the Mahdi. Why? Because you would see that the Mahdi actually comes after a Khilafah. and also the ahadith of the black banners when they come out to give victory to the Mahdi from Khurasan, from Afghanistan and that region, they would come out to give bay'ah to the Mahdi. So they already established Islamic armies. They are already established Islamic ruling. The Muslim does not wait for the Mahdi. Even the Shia themselves and the Jews have abandoned this belief. How? Because the Shia, they believe there is no jihad except with the Mahdi. And the Jews, they say, we cannot have our own government until the Messiah comes. That's why there's still some Orthodox Jews who are against the establishment of Israel. But when they found this aqidah is not practical and it will lead them to always be humiliated, in Iran they established for them aqidat, what is it? Wilayat al-faqih. The wilaya of faqih, yani a scholar, great scholar from the Shia comes, he becomes the wali, waiting for the Mahdi to come, but he's at the same time, he has to run the affair of the ummah, and they established government, and established jihad, and established armies, and because they could not wait. As for the Jews, they did the same thing. They established an ummah, and they established a nation, and they didn't wait for no one. Now Ahlul Sunnah, they're still waiting for what? They're still waiting for what? Allahu A'lam. Even this aqidah infiltrated Ahlul Sunnah. When some of the Ahlul Sunnah, some I say, and underline the word some, they saw it is too difficult, and the kuffar are powerful, and we weak, and so on and so forth. What did they say? Khalas, we'll wait for the Mahdi. When the Mahdi comes, we'll give him the bay'ah. No. This is a bid'ah. This bid'ah a'tiqadiyah. You are to work to implement the deen. It is not your wahdi comes, doesn't come now after 100 years, after 50 years. When does he come? That's not your business. You work for this deen. And you implement the deen. And you strive with everything to establish the deen of Allah. And that's it. When the Mahdi comes, ahlan wa sahlan. When we know he's the Mahdi, we go give him the bay'ah. But now, we have to work. And that's why it is incorrect, wrong, mistake. Be careful of to say awaited Mahdi. If the Shia want to say it, let them keep waiting and wailing and bashing themselves for him. Nahna, we not are waiting for anyone. Nahna, we do what we have to do. We have a khilafah, and our khalifa is not a ma'soom, is not infallible. Our khalifa can make a mistake. He rules us. When is the Islamic khilafah, Amir Mu'mineen, we give him the bay'ah and so on. As the ulama has spoken. But wait, we don't wait for no one. And there is no waiting. That's why it's incorrect when you mention the name Mahdi to say awaited the Mahdi. Because he's not awaited. And that's why you can't just sit down and just wait for him. Or I'm waiting for Isa to come down. Okay, what do we do in the meantime? You see? So be careful of that. Also another great achievement that he will do. He will fight the Dajjal and his followers. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that he is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, collected by Muslim, كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا نَزَلَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ فِيكُمْ وَإِمَامُكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. How about you when Ibn Maryam descend upon you and your Imam is with you? Isa ibn Maryam, we know, when does he come? When? For the Dajjal. And before, yani at the time of Dajjal, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descends. And when he descends, he joins with the Mahdi to fight the Dajjal and the army of the Dajjal. In another hadith here, he said, which is narrated by Ibn Majah, قَالَ وَإِمَامُهُمْ, and the Prophet ﷺ said about the Muslims in the time of Dajjal, وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ, and their leader for the Muslims at that time, a good righteous man. So here the Prophet ﷺ again described him as what? Good, righteous man. He's not a man who's as a superhero who's going to perform miracles. He's not going as all these mythical ideas. He's got a sword and he waves his sword and 50 people die from the right. And then he goes left and then 50 people go die from the left. No, that is myth. And what you read, it's most of it fabricated and so on. He said, he is a righteous man. He doesn't know the ghaib. He does not know the unseen. He is a good, righteous man, a khalifa that the Muslims, all of the ummah, agree upon him and give him the bay'ah. He said, رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ فَبَيْنَمَا إِمَامُهُمْ قَدْ تَقَدَّمَ يُصَلِّي بِهِمْ الصُّبْحَ إِذْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ الصُّبْحَ فَرَجَعَ ذَلِكَ الْإِمَامُ ينقص يمشي القهقرى ليتقدم عيسى يصلي بالناس فيضع عيسى يده بين كتفيه ثم يقول له تقدم فصلي فإنها لك أقيمت فيصلي بهم إمامهم. Here in this hadith, Ibn Majah narrated, he said, the Imam of, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the Imam of the Muslims is a good righteous man. Whilst he is their Imam, and he is to lead them in Salat al-Fajr, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wasalam, descends at that time. And then the Imam, which is al-Mahdi, he knows that it is Isa. Then he walks, he lowers himself and walks back so Isa can lead the Salat, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then al-Mahdi will put his hand between his shoulders and he moves him forward. He said, it is for you. Yani the iqamah of salat. People are making the iqamah for you to lead them. So you lead them. Here, he leads them to salat. Some people say, but how can Rajul Salih lead the Prophet? But it happened in the days of the Prophet ﷺ where Abu Bakr led Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the salat. True or not? So here, he is. Type, who's better in virtue? Of course, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But if there is two people, one virtuous more than the other, طيب, can the less virtuous lead the more virtuous? Yes. In the Sharia of Islam, you can. طيب, you can do that and there is no problem in it. If there is a reciter of the Quran better than, yani he's a very good reciter of the Quran, a visitor who came, you want to put him in imam, and you are the normal imam, you push him forward for the salat, he said, no, you go pray, you the imam. Is that allowed? Of course it is. You see? And it is, according to Ahl Sunnah, there is no issue in that. This is generally what he would do. So in summary, what does he would do? He opened the Constantinia, and he fights the Dajjal, and at his time there will be a lot of abundance of wealth. Of course, how does he take the bay'ah? How does he take the bay'ah? He is a man from Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will go to where? To Mecca. And then in Mecca, people force him to take the bay'ah. He will stand between al-rukun and al-maqam. Al-rukun and al-maqam in the Kaaba there. He stand in between them and people will give him the bay'ah. They at that place. طيب, listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here he said, hadith in Abu Dawud عن أم سلمة, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكُونُ اخْتِلَافٌ عِنْدَ مَوْتِ خَلِيفَةٌ. Pay attention. There will be a big difference at the death of a khalifa. So there will be a khalifa and he will die. That means the Muslims already wept and brought a khalifa. And he already died. فَيَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. A man from Medina, from the inhabitants of Medina, will come out. هَارِبًا إِلَى مَكَّةِ, escaping to Mecca. فَيَأْتِيهِ نَاسٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ مَكَّةِ فَيُخْرِجُونَهُ وَهُوَ كَارِهٌ فَيُبَايِعُونَهُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَقَامِ. Then people from Ahl Mecca, they will bring him out, and whilst he dislike it, and they give him the bay'ah between al-rukn and al-maqam. You see? So there was a dispute already amongst the Muslims. And he runs away from Medina to find shelter in Mecca. In Mecca, the Muslims come out and they bring him out. And he does not like to be a leader. So already he's got the good trait that not longing to be a leader. And they force him to take the bay'ah. And they give him the bay'ah between al-rukn wal-maqam. وَيَبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْثٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ وَيُبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْثٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ. This is another sign. A great group of people, they come from al-Sham. And in another hadith, they were described to be Abdal, some of the righteous ulama from Ahl al-Sham, they will come to give him the bay'ah. طيب, وَيُبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْثٌ, sorry, I missed this, وَيُبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْثٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ فَيَخْسُفُ بِهِمُ الْبَيْدَاءِ. This is in the narration, and a group of people come to fight him from Ahl al-Sham, and then the desert would, or the al-bayda, where the desert is, will collapse from under their feet. So another sign, he comes out from Medina to Mecca. He's forced to give the bay'ah. Now, he's given the bay'ah. People, an army from Ahl al-Sham come to fight him. Tayyib? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the earth under their feet. And it will swallow them. Here he said, بين مكة والمدينة, in a place between مكة and مدينة. فإذا رأى الناس ذلك أتاه أبدال الشام وعصائب أهل العراق فيبايعونه بين الركن والمقام. When this army, the land, collapses under their feet between مكة and مدينة, أبدال أهل الشام, يعني the righteous worshippers, عباد, علماء from أهل الشام, and different groups from Iraq, when they hear about this, they will come rushing to give the bay'ah to whom? To Al-Mahdi, between Al-Rukun and Al-Maqam. طيب. ثم ينشأ رجل من قريش أخواله كلب فيبعث إليهم بعثا فيظهرون عليهم وذلك بعث كلب والخيبة لمن يشهد غنيمة كلب فيقسم المال ويعمل في الناس بسنة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم ويلقي الإسلام بجيرانه في الأرض فيلبث سبع سنين ثم يتوفى ويصلي عليه المسلمون. Here, pay attention. He said, then a man comes from Quraysh. There, his uncles are from whom? From the tribe of Kalb. There's a tribe called the tribe of Kalb. He will send to them, Al-Mahdi, a group of army to fight them. طيب. This qabila, to fight them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, what a great loss to anyone who missed this battle. Because, why? He is so much ghanima, yani anyone who missed it that time, so he would say, I wish I was with the Mahdi in that battle. Why? With the army in that battle, so they can get all this great ghanima, and the money will be divided amongst this army that fought Kalb, and then he will implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Islam becomes wide and apparent and strong, طيب, and he will remain 7 years, and after that the Muslims will pray on him. After he dies, he will die, and the Muslims will pray on him. Now, what are some of the main signs of the Mahdi? Why we need to know the signs? Because not everyone jumps on YouTube and say, I'm the Mahdi, you can believe him. Or someone with a group of his students has some weapons and so on and so forth and says, I am the Mahdi, come and give me the bay'ah. Pay attention. The first sign that he will appear after the death of one of the khulafa from the Muslims. The second sign, he is from Ahlul Madinah. The third sign, he given the bay'ah between Al-Rukn and Al-Maqam. Yani between the Rukn and the Maqam in front of the Kaaba. The fourth sign that he has to have the description the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam described him with. The fifth sign that he is from the descendant of Fatima radiyallahu anha, and this has to be proved. Yani his descendant proved. Alhamdulillah, today we have billions of Ahlul Bayt. You don't know whom is whom. Tayyib, everyone got a black turban, Ahlul Bayt. Tayyib. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was an army will be coming out to fight him from Ahlul Sham, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the earth collapse under their feet and swallow them. See, these are the signs. And also the Dajjal to come out at his time. So anyone who wants to claim Mahdi, these signs have to appear. Type, what is my duty? Do I have to, as soon as I hear of him, I run to him and give him the bay'ah, or I have to wait until I make sure that he became strong in the land and he has authority in the land? Listen to what Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the great ulama, say, commenting, he said, وَإِن مَرَّ بِكَ الْمَهْدِي وَأَنْتَ فِي الْبَيْتِ فَلَا تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَجْتَمِعَ لَهُ النَّاسِ. He said, Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the greatest ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, he said, if the Mahdi passes by you and you are inside your house, do not come out to him unless you see that the people start to gather around him and give him the bay'ah. So, you see that his popularity is increasing, and then you know that he is the Mahdi that you need to give him the bay'ah. Of course, there are a hadith that came, the ulama spoke about it, back and forth, which is the ahadith of the black banners that come out from Khurasan. And then in this ahadith was mentioned, he will be, they will be coming to give him the bay'ah, and he will be with them at that time. Tayyib. And the ahadith says he's in Mecca. So the ulama, they said, in the beginning, he is in Mecca. And then because he will have so much supporters, a lot of black banners would come to him from Khurasan to give him the bay'ah and join his army. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَوْ أَن تَحْبُوَ إِلَيْهِ حَبْوًا. Then at this time, even if you have to crawl to give him the bay'ah, طيب, then you do that even if you're crawling on your stomach. Because that is the army that is going to establish the law of Allah under the Mahdi. You see, the ahadith of the black banner. Of course, as I said to you, the ulama are back and forth to this ahadith between some say Hassan, some Da'if, some say it is a little bit more than Hassan. But just to elaborate on this. Now this is in summary, without going into too much details unnecessarily about the Mahdi. Now, what is the Mahdi according to the Shia? Because now you have the massive arsenal of the media that brings this idea of Mahdi, 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 and sometimes we confuse it. طيب. It is my right to you to deliver it to you so you can strike the line between the difference between them. Now, before I go into that, is the Mahdi alive today? Allahu A'lam. He could be born yesterday, born a week ago, born 6 months ago, or not born yet. But he's not born 1200 years ago as the Shia claims. You understand? So, he could born any time. He could born after 10 years, after 15 years, after 100 years. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills him to born, he will born. And he'll born and he himself does not know he's going to be a Mahdi. Tayyib. And as I mentioned to you, probably he is not a very righteous man in the beginning of his life. Then after that, Allah will yuslihuhu Allahu fi layla, will change him to better ever one night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever he likes. At any time. How many brothers overnight they were guided and became righteous brothers? And how many brothers, you know, they live all their life and never become righteous? Of course, they believe, the Shia, that he was born 255 Hijri. And then, he ran away and hid in a cave, in a tunnel, in a town in Iraq called Surra Man Ra'a, which is now combined, the word is Samurra. And of course, there are some pictures of it. They have now gates there. In the early days, they used to go and sit and take honey and milk and put him inside the cave and call him out to come out. They, until today, you see they have these festivals and they strike themselves, ya Mahdi, come out. Tayyib, yani, for 1200 years. And they believe that he has the true interpretation of the Quran. And they have this, all these different stories around him. Tayyib, if he has the true interpretation of the Quran, is it fair that we've been living for 1200 years without true interpretation of the Quran? Sometimes the stories doesn't even make sense. Here, I will mention to you from their books by the page and the number, so no one says about them you're fabricating because you are an extremist and you hate them. Tayyib, and you're not calling for unity. I will mention the book, the page, and the number. Of course, one of the signs, you see the signs of Ahlul Sunnah. Now, I'll read to you the signs from their book, in a book here called Haqqul Yaqeen. He said, Inna min alamati, page 347, Muhammad al-Baqir al-Majlisi, he said, Inna min alamati dhuhuri al-Mahdi, annahu sayadhharu aariyan amama qursi shams. One of the main signs of the Mahdi, that he will appear naked in front of the sun. So he'll stand naked in front of the sun, you'll say he is the Mahdi. Here also he mentioned in another narration that his duty, when he first come, he will slaughter most of the people. Most of the people on earth, the Mahdi of Al-Muntadhir, the awaited Mahdi for the Shia, he slaughter most of them, as it is in the book, also in Haqq al-Yaqeen. In the book Muhammad al-Baqir al-Majlisi, he said, لا يكون هذا الأمر حتى يذهب تسعة أعشار الناس. This affair here, meaning the Mahdi as, يعني appearance of the Mahdi, until تسعة أعشار, يعني 9 out of 10 of the people will be wiped out. And then here he said, also Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, he said in book تاريخ ما بعد الظهور, in the book Tariq Ma Ba'd al-Dhuhur, page 482, here, القائم له أن يقتل المولي ويجهز على الجريح. Another one, what he does, if in the battlefield someone is wounded or running away, he has a right to kill him and to wipe people out. And what is the first achievement that he really do that brings revenge? First, as the Majlisi narrated in Bihar al-Anwar, he said, إِنَّ الْقَائِمَ يَهْدِمُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ حتى يرده إلى أساسه والمسجد النبوي إلى أساسه. The first thing he's going to draw is Masjid al-Haram, Mecca and Medina, flat, and he built it again. And then he said, أول ما يبدأ به القائم, also في بحار الأنوار, يعني page 398, volume 52, here he said, pay attention, إن أن أول ما يبدأ به القائم, first thing, القائم to them is, he is the Mahdi, he is the coming back. He says, يخرج هذين, he'll bring these two, يعني أبا بكر وعمر, he'll bring them from, يعني he will open their graves and bring them out of the grave, رطبين غضين, they still soft as they died, ويذريهما في الريح ويكسر المسجد, and then he will scatter them in the wind, and he will demolish the masjid. Another narration في بحار الأنوار also, he said in volume 53, page 104, 105, he said, وَأَجِئُ إِلَى يَثْرِبْ. This is what he would do. He said, I will come to يَثْرِبْ. فَأَهْدُمُ الْحُجْرَةِ, I will demolish the room, which is where the Prophet ﷺ buried. وَأُخْرِجُ مَنْ بِهَا وَهُمَا طَرِيَّانِ, and I'll bring out these two in it, where they are still soft and moist. فَآمِرُ بِهِمَا تِجَاهَ الْبَقِيعِ, and I will order that it will take into the baqi' to the graveyard there. وَآمِرُ بِخَشْبَتَيْنِ يُصْلَبَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا, and I order with two sticks of wood, and they are crucified on the two sticks of wood. فَتَوْرُقَانِ مِنْ تَحْتِهِمَا, and then it will collapse from under them. فَيَفْتَدِلُ النَّاسُ بِهِمَا أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِ, then they be fitna people, like the first fitna that happened, it become a fitna. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادِي الْفِتْنَةِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, طيب يا سماء بذي ويا أرض خذي, فيومئذ لا يبقى على وجه الأرض إلا مؤمن, ثم يكون بعد ذلك الكرة والرجعة. Then when the fitna start, a caller from the heavens will call, يا سماء بذي, O sun, O heavens, let down, يعني bring your wrath on the people, and O earth, take everything, and there will be nothing on the earth lie except مؤمن, which is the Shi'i, and that's it, and no one will be there. And of course, another one, another narration في بحار الأنوار, volume 52, 386, he said, هل تدري أول ما يبدأ به القائم, would you know what the قائم first thing he does, أول ما يبدأ به يخرج هذين, the first thing he start, he will take out أبو بكر أو عمر, خليفتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, رطبين غضين, فيحرقهما ويذريهما في الريح ويكسر المسجد, he will burn them and scatter them, and he will demolish the masjid. And also what they said, the first also, in Uyun Akhbar al-Rida, also in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 52, page 343, Abu Ja'far, he said, أَمَّا لَوْ قَامَ قَائِمُنَا, and when our Qa'im comes, وَرُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ الْحُمَيْرَى, and the Humaira will be given back to him. Who's the Humaira? Who's the Humaira, ya shabab? عائشة رضي الله عنها. حَتَّى يَجْلِدَهَا الْحَدْ, until he established the Had by lashing her. وَحَتَّى يَنْتَقِمَ لِفَاطِمَا, until he revenges for Fatima radiallahu anha. So one of his great achievements is what? Is to lash Aisha radiallahu anha. Wal'iyadu billah, this is type of Mahdi they are propagating to the people. As you see, also, is he going to rule by the Sharia of Islam? The Shia thinks otherwise. He will establish the Sharia of Dawood Sulaiman. And Al-Kulayni, one of the great ulama, in Usul al-Kafi, 397, volume 1. Usul al-Kafi to them, ya ikhwa, is like Bukhari to you, Ahlul Sunnah. It is one of the strongest books, according to them. And pay attention. He said, إِذَا ظَهَرَ أَمْرُهُمْ بَعْدَ أَئِمَّةِ, يعني towards the end, حَكَمُوا بِحُكْمِ آلِ دَاوُدْ. آلِ دَاوُدْ, they will rule with what? With the ruling of whom? آلِ دَاوُدْ. وَلَا يُسْأَلُونَ الْبَيِّنَةِ, and no one is allowed to ask him, what is the proof? Why are you not ruling by the Quran? Why you are ruling by the books of آلِ دَاوُدْ? ثم روى عن أبي عبد الله. Then he narrated from Abi Abdullah, one of their imams, one of the 12 imams. He said, إذا قام قائم آل محمد حكم بحكم داود وسليمان ولا يسأل عن بينة. He said, and when the Qa'im comes, meaning the Mahdi, he will rule with the rule of داود وسليمان, and he's not asked for a proof. And he said, المجلسي also, in بحار الأنوار, he said, يقوم القائم بأمر جديد وكتاب جديد وقضاء جديد. The Mahdi, القائم, he will come with a new order and a new book and a new jurisprudence and new juristic laws. Also, another narration, it says, في بحار الأنوار, أبو عبد الله, which is volume 52, page 135, وقال أبو عبد الله عليه السلام, the Imam, أبو عبد الله, one of the Imams, لكأني أنظر إليه بين الركن والمقام يبايع الناس على كتاب جديد. As if I can see the Mahdi, القائم, between, in front of me, between الركن and the maqam, he is given a bay'ah on a new book. So not even the Qur'an. So these are some of the differences. Of course, we Ahlul Sunnah, we do not believe in this all. He will come and rule by the Qur'an and establish the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And when he has spread mercy on the earth, and there will be abundant of wealth, and he will fight the Dajjal, and he will unite the Ummah, and he will not fight the Ummah of Islam, and the Ummah will gather up on him, and he's a rahmah to the Ummah, and we do not believe that he is alive today, يعني in a meaning that he is alive as the Shia believe that he's born and run and hide, and so on and so forth. We have no belief. We believe that he's a man, a righteous man, who will come at the end of time with the name of the Prophet ﷺ and will lead this ummah. And he is a sign of the signs of the hereafter. من أشراط الساعة. This is, in summary, what we need to know about the Mahdi and the man called Al-Mahdi. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.